But it was struck so powerfully from such a short distance out. That little routine that they had there, Dixie, seemed to work really effectively.
Yeah, it was a great strike by him. What's happened is he's been played through and he's taken it slightly to the right to open up the angle. And he's powered it round the back of the wall. And the keeper's got no chance. He's really rifled that into the corner. Great strike with his right foot. There he goes. He's broken round the wall and smashed it into that corner. And as I say, the keeper's got, he's got no hope.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Birmingham University for the IBSA World Blind Games 2023. And I'm joined by Dixie Dee, who's been commentating on the football. Dixie, how did you get into doing this commentary?
Well, it was a bit of a shock, really. I was asked to, RNC held an event over Easter time for the European Blind League, which is a club league played across Europe, and they had a TV crew there. And they wanted someone to come in and just add a bit of colour to the commentary. So I don't actually commentate on saying, like, so-and-so's got the ball, so-and-so's got the ball. My role is to add a little bit of colour to explain it to the people who are listening or watching what is actually going on. So when there's a foul given or something like that, I'm explaining why, what happened, and that's the reason the referee's given that decision. So that's how it come about. The production company from here heard or were told about me, and in fact I received a phone call. I was lying in a hospital bed about a month ago. I'd had my hip replaced that morning, and there was a phone call in the afternoon. Could I come and commentate at these games? And I said to them, I said, well, at the moment my leg's up in the air and I don't know if I can move. So I said, you'll have to give me a few days to see if I'm going to be fit enough to do it, but if I am, I would love to do it and love to be involved. So that's how it come about.
And it's great because people can watch the games on YouTube with your commentary as well.
Yes, you know, as I say, what we try and do, the other commentators, I've spoken to the other commentators that are doing it. I say, be as descriptive as what you can. So don't commentate for TV, commentate for radio. So they're adding more description in as they're going to players' location on the pitch and relative areas. So the people who are listening can form the pitch in their heads and imagine where the players are going to be.
And sort of how did you sort of work on the words that you're going to be using and you know, what you're saying? Have you had sort of a background in this or anything, or just sort of, I'll do it and go with it?
Well, no, I've been involved with blind football for 25 years and I've worked at RNC, which you probably know, for well over 20 years. So I'm used to being around blind people and working with them. So and technically, I'm a qualified referee. I've coached. I played in goal for the England blind team. So I've seen the game from various different angles. So I think I offer a fairly good insight into what is happening out on the pitch there for anyone who's watching or listening in.
It's great. So it means that somebody who's blind or partially sighted can follow the games and watch all the action and see it unfold and get that extra commentary as well.
Well, hopefully we're doing a good job. I've got a few friends in the blind world and they've been messaging me after each game and suggesting things I could add and to improve it for them. As I say, I'm a newbie at it, so it was a bit of suck it and see to start with. But as I say, people have been messaging me and say, well, if you added that in, it would make it more colourful for us. And so as the week is going on, then we're trying to add little bits in to make it better.
And it's been quite intense for football so far. Are there any key moments that you've really enjoyed sort of giving the description and commentary on?
Yes, it's been a couple of games spring to mind. The Spain-Colombia game, which I think it was Wednesday, that was a particularly good game. Very fast, furious. Colombia run out winners 3-0 in that game. That was a really great game. And the game we just had this morning, well, you were probably here with Colombia playing France. Another really good, intense game. Technically not the best game in the world, but for excitement, you couldn't match it, honestly. It was absolutely brilliant.
And of course there's more football coming up during the World Blind Games here in Birmingham, which you can obviously watch via YouTube and hear Dixie's commentary too. Well, Dixie, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It was a pleasure, no problem at all.